Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 11 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, a record number of Queenslanders are forced to use payment plans to pay for power bills. Over the last quarter, more than 23,000 Queenslanders were paying their power bills on hardship plans set up by their power providers. This was an increase of 27% from December 2022. The average customer on a hardship plan already has over $1,200 of debt to their power provider. The rising cost of power in the state has left thousands of Queenslanders failing to be able to pay their bills and relying on payment plans. Customers are choosing between paying the increasing prices of electricity and living comfortably, often not using air conditioning or stovetops to cut costs.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, is set to lead Queensland's investigation into supermarket price gouging. Today, the Miles government have established the state's first supermarket select pricing committee. This follows the Premier's meetings with the heads of Australia's big four supermarkets. The select committee will be tasked with considering rising supermarket prices, particularly of fresh produce, discrepancies between retail, wholesale and farm gate pricing, and statewide pricing variability, specifically as it impacts regional Queensland communities and remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. The committee's review is expected to be tabled in Parliament in May.
In national news, Sydney's prestigious Cranbrook School's headmaster has resigned following allegations in that the school's leadership disregarded staff sexual misbehaviour. The staff sent several explicit emails to a former female student and boasted about other inappropriate behaviours towards female students in class. This Friday morning, the school council said they deeply regret the distress to their school community and said Mr. Sampson's failure to discuss the matter and the circumstances surrounding have led to a distrust.
The Great Barrier Reef may be in grave danger of disappearing after the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Commission reported record-breaking ocean temperature highs this week. A combination of climate change and El Nino could trigger a fourth mass bleaching, which ecologist Derek Manzello believes could be the worst bleaching event in the history of the planet. Coral bleaching occurs when corals expel their colourful algae, making them susceptible to disease and starvation, which can be devastating for both the ecosystem and tourism-based economies. The last mass coral bleaching event cost the reef approximately a third of its corals.
In international news, Haiti has extended a state of emergency until April 3rd and implemented a nightly curfew in an attempt to repel mass gang violence and attacks. The initial curfew was intended to be enforced for 3 days after the capital, Port-au-Prince, was paralysed by gangs in pursuit of political power. The state of emergency has since been extended as the national police struggle to curb attacks on state institutions while the embattled Prime Minister cannot return to the nation. The violence has left over 15,000 people homeless, adding to the 300,000 citizens already displaced.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a moderate chance of rain in the afternoon. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.